Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alongside Wade Smith and Travis Johnson, I'm Jeremy Branham filling in for Mike and Seth on Mad Radio. 713-572-4610. Larry's on hold and he wants to let me have it. Larry, go ahead.
Jeremy, Trav, Smitty, how y'all doing, man?
Wonderful.
Man, we doing great, baby boy.
This Larry and Stafford.
Hey, yeah, this Larry and Stafford. You know it ain't, it ain't just Larry. This Larry and Stafford now. You got to give him his full moniker, JB.
Did I not?
Hey, you know, I got up this morning, man, after the fourth yesterday, man. I said, I'm going to go watch Big Black, man, before we put it on the road to go do this family thing. Then I listened to my radio, and you know how I feel about you boys, man. But then I hear Jeremy talk crazy about Lamar Jackson over the dude in Buffalo, and I'm like, wait a minute, we got to correct this foolishness. Man, look, you know, we watch Lamar Jackson, and he has the same kind of demeanor and attributes that Deshaun Watson has, man. And so there's no way in the world.
Come on, Larry and Stafford.
Larry, hold on, over there, Larry. Hold on, Trap. Let him go.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Because we are trying to pigeonhole him for 1 year of what he did in Baltimore, which he saved Baltimore ass last year just being able to run. Now, I'm not saying he's a fully developed quarterback, but what I'm saying to you is that the league is going towards more quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson, so I'll pretty much bank my money on Lamar Jackson over the boy up in Buffalo, which I don't really give a damn about. But having said that, I'm not even nowhere close to saying that he over my boy D. Watt. Don't even get that.
No, I wouldn't say that. You just said he had the same attributes. The only attributes they got that's similar is they both black. That's about it. I mean, outside of that, I mean.
Trap, you're a good football dude, man, but you know Lamar Jackson.
No, I'm not saying he's not better than Josh Allen. I believe he is.
What makes y'all think Lamar Jackson's better than Josh Allen?
Josh Allen's horrible.
What has Josh Allen done to show you that he deserves any kind of credit for anything?
About the same exact thing Lamar Jackson did.
53% is the same thing Lamar did.
I mean, 53% on a losing team.
No, it's tomatoes. That's a converting a third down or not converting a third down. That's getting off the field to stand on the field.
You know who else agrees with me? NFL agrees with me. You know why? Because Josh Allen was the 7th overall pick in 2018. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson was lucky to go at number 32.
NFL scouts and GMs say
Josh Allen's better than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson had a better team than Josh Allen did. That's why his record was better than Josh Allen. Josh Allen's going to have a better career than Lamar Jackson. And in my mind, I've doubled down on that.
But NFL scouts also said that Heath Shuler was going to be a good quarterback. So I ain't trying to buy none of that foolishness that they talking about. But having said all that, man, it's going to play out because we'll see. Because Baltimore going to still have one of them defenses. And if Lamar Jackson get them boys to the playoffs, that's what he's going to do. But hold on, before y'all let me go, I've been trying to hold it back all week. But then, you know, I hadn't been able to get that Trap ass because Trap know how I feel about him, man. I cut for that dude. But when he said James Harden wasn't a top five player, I damn near wrecked my Escalade, man. Let me tell you something, Larry, I just asked
the other day to give me the top five. I said James Harden, is he better than Adetokounmpo?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's like, is he better? Is he? I'm just throwing out names now.
No,
Larry. It's five players. Is he better than LeBron James?
At this time,
Is he better than Kevin Durant?
At this time, yes.
Yeah, because he just tore ACL. I mean Achilles.
Let me ask you a question. Name me the one player in the NBA that has been in the MVP conversation for the last 4 years and finished in the top two, the three out of the last 5 years.
He shoot the ball 95 times a game.
You got to answer the question first, though, Trev. You got to answer the question first, though, Trev. You got to answer the question.
Steph Curry?
you know who it is.
I'm just saying, he shoot the ball 95 times a game. If I got out there and shot the ball 95 times a game, I could put up 30 points too.
Nah, you going three. You going 3 for 95.
Yes, but see, I get it, man, because it's the
It ain't the beard, bro. Listen, he from Cali. You know what I'm saying? He Artesia's finest. I understand that, but man, the earliest you can give him is maybe 6.
Nah, Trap. They putting this dude in conversations with the greats. They putting this dude in with the greats, with Jordan and all these other dudes, with what he's doing in today's NBA. We got to look at the things that we are seeing in today's moniker versus what we did in the 80s and 90s. They putting this dude in that level. But hey, fellas, look, you know I love getting down like this. But last thing, if them Texans don't get the Davion Clowney ass in here soon, Wade, you might need to take the day off, man, because you're the only one that it made sense about them 3-year contracts in our hall.
Larry and Stafford, thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for listening. 713-572-4610. Rockets dodged a bullet, in my opinion, missing out on Jimmy Butler. I never liked the idea of Jimmy Butler on the Rockets for, one, the basketball reasons. I felt like trading Gordon and Capella to package that for Jimmy Butler in some way, some form, was not going to make you a better team next season. And then secondly, adding somebody who's as combustible as Jimmy Butler to the Rockets is not a good idea whenever you have Chris Paul and James Harden in that locker room. And apparently that relationship has been a bit rocky as well. According to some scouts around the NBA, according to Tim McMahon of ESPN, Jimmy Butler deciding to go to Miami over the Rockets. The Rockets dodged a bullet. They stole my words exactly. This is from a scout, Houston GM Daryl Morey's desire to add Butler to a dynamic roster that already has potential to be combustible puzzled some talent evaluators, saying he's not exactly a calming influence, one source said of Jimmy Butler. I think the Rockets totally dodged a bullet. And as we talk on July 5th, is Kawhi Leonard in his selfish decision still not with a team in the NBA? I still think the Rockets are one of the top two teams in the Western Conference, and this run it back idea has the Rockets in a position to maybe go to their first NBA Finals since the mid-90s.
Well, I'll say this. I definitely think that them trading away Eric Gordon and PJ Tucker or Capella to get Jimmy Butler, I don't think that was going to work out in the Rockets' favor. I think that I agree with a lot of your points about him being combustible and him not necessarily fitting in with this group, because he really hasn't fit in with any groups. And so in this group of all groups, you don't think is the type of group that he would fit in with, because you got James Harden and Chris Paul that already have, you know, some their issues or whatever they have going on. They're differing ideas on how the game should be run and how the offense should be run. And you add Jimmy Butler into the mix, I think it just would have made it worse. But at the same time, I don't think that the Rockets are in the top two in the West at all. I think they could find their way into the top four if Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto.
All right, top two then. Who's your top two if you're going to say that?
If the top two right now, it was going to be the Lakers, the Warriors. It's going to be in between the Lakers, the Warriors, Utah, and Portland.
I'm not sure those the Warriors.
Are the four, those are the four teams that I think that are still – the teams to beat in the West. I think, or not still, because Utah and Portland would be new, but I think I like the moves they made. They've gotten better.
I like the move that Golden State did
where they got D'Angelo Russell. I like the fact that they re-signed Kevon Looney.
Yeah.
Looney was the Capella killer. I think that those teams, I watched what the Rockets did against the Warriors without KD, and it wasn't a good look at all. And I think that you're going to get MVP Steph back this year because KD's not going to be there.
Exactly.
I think he's going to have a hell of a season, and he's going to win the MVP in the West. Unless, of course, Kawhi comes to the West, and that changes up a lot of different things. I think that whoever the Lakers fill out their roster with between LeBron and AD, that team I think is going to be better than the Rockets. The Rockets are getting older, man. Like, at every spot, they're getting older. And so, yeah. I mean, running it back is cool if everybody's 26, but everybody's not 26. And so that, to me, That makes me, you know, not as confident in what the Rockets can do. I think they're going to end up being the 5 seed in the West.
My thing with the Rockets right now, if Kawhi does not sign with the Lakers, I have the Rockets finishing with the best record in the Western Conference and going to the Western Conference Finals and having another letdown. But 2017, the Houston Rockets had the best team in the Western Conference, finished first place in the Western Conference. Last year, they had a disastrous start to the season, but finished the season better than any other team in the Western Conference. With what the Rockets have right now and running it back and what has happened as well with the landscape of the Western Conference, To me, the Rockets will be the top seed in the West unless Kawhi goes to the Lakers. LeBron James showed that he was getting older last year, had the groin issues. I'm concerned about him getting older and older in his NBA career. He's a lot of minutes in LeBron James' body over his NBA career. Anthony Davis has won one playoff series in his entire career. All of a sudden, we're going to elevate Anthony Davis to be this NBA player. No, you know the answer to that. He's also somebody who's had nicks and knocks throughout his NBA career. I have huge injury concerns about Anthony Davis as well. Now, if Kawhi goes to the Lakers, that changes everything. I don't think there's a team in the Western Conference that is set up better to have regular season success better than the Houston Rockets. In fact, Golden State, I still think Golden State will be a factor in the playoffs once they get Klay Thompson back. I don't see Golden State finishing in the top four record-wise in the Western Conference next year.
I mean, you make solid points, and a lot of what you're making your points off and are basing it off on is the health of the players on the rosters on these other teams. But then you have to look in-house as well. You have to look at the Rockets. Is Chris Paul, is he the consummate guy of health? Is he the standard of healthy, I'm going to be there all 82 games type player? And if Chris Paul is not there, they didn't bring in any other superstars. Now you're wearing down James Harden again. James Harden, like Larry Stafford made a great point. He said James Harden has been in the MVP discussion for the past, 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah.
That's a lot of jumpers, as Trap would say. There's a lot of times that he's shooting that ball. He's going to get older quicker because of the way that they use James Harden. He has been a guy that's been healthy for most of his career. But if you're talking about guys getting hurt, why is James Harden not somebody that you look at to end up having that happen to him? Because he's constantly carrying the roster offensively. And they haven't brought anybody in. Eric Gordon tends to get hurt every now and again. You know what I mean? He misses consistent amount of games each and every year. And that's another offensive threat. If they're not bringing in offensive threats to help take the load off of James Harden, what's to say that he's not going to break down as well? I'm just basing it off of on paper, line them up, let them play. I think the Rockets roster is going to be fifth best in the West. And people can disagree with me. That's perfectly fine. But that's just one man's opinion on the deal.
Speaking of top five, do you have James Harden in your top five players in basketball right now?
No, I have him just outside of it.
Do you have him in your top five?
I'd have to sit down and think about it. He's up there in the discussion because
is he better than LeBron?
No.
Today, yes, he's better. Today, he's better than LeBron. Yes.
No.
Not today because Kawhi's hurt. No. I mean, because KD's hurt.
Is he better than Anthony Davis? Is he better than Steph Curry?
I'll put him ahead of Davis. I don't put him ahead of Curry.
There's not many guys that I'll put in front of James Harden. As you're saying these names, and I'm like, all right, because the people aren't going to get any better than the ones you name. He's definitely top five.
All right.
He's top five regular season player for sure. Is he a top five playoff player? No. And that's the problem. That's all you should care about if you're a Rockets fan, is like in the playoffs, how does this guy play when it matters the most? And usually I think the reason why he's not as good in the playoffs, because he's a top five player throughout the entire regular season and he gets tired. And they've got to do something to fix that.
I also think he's a regular season player. What's next for the Houston Rockets? What if running it back doesn't work? I have a bold plan for the Rockets going forward if running it back doesn't work next season. Also, we take a look around the NFL. The NFL issuing a statement on the Ezekiel Elliott situation earlier this week. We discuss it next. It's Mad Radio with Wade Smith, Travis Johnson, Jeremy Branham filling in on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.